Yeah, there's so much to do, and it's all different, right? You know, it's all got a whole different kind. I mean, it's all communications, right? But it's all different. You know, you can put up a wire and you get yourself a little snot and get comfortable and get down on like 75 and just rag to, you know, regionally. A little bit of that going on 40 as well, but mostly it's down there on 75. Or you can really get challenging and get down on 160, the gentleman's band, same thing. You know, small signals need not apply. You can go all the way up, stay in VHF, UHF, and this is open to a technician. You could do weak signal work. So you could, the FM repeaters are great, but, you know, get yourself some horizontal beams up for VHF and UHF and do sideband. And there's a lot of really 6.2 and 4.32, and you can even expand from there, you know, with 220 and 902 and 1296. But, you know, that's a whole other thing. And that's like chasing awards, you know, trying to do grid squares. And, you know, and then you can get into the HF contesting thing. And there's just so much, you know, and it's all different, you know. And there's stuff that you do when the cycle is peaking like it is now. There's stuff to do when the cycle is kind of at a lull. That's when you might settle into the, you know, to the low band stuff, 160 and 75 and all that. And it's just, and then modes, you know. There's digital and voice and all that stuff. And if you really want to challenge, you can learn CW, and that's a whole other world that opens up, because there's a whole bunch of frequencies that are, you know, just exclusive, and it's a lot easier to knock out some, you know, DX with CW than trying to battle a voice pile up and barely able to get through. So, yeah, just, you know, there's contesting, there's DXing, there's grid square chasing, there's, you know, a lot of guys are digging the POTA. There's just so much to do. It's a lot of fun.